O Peter, loosen by the command of God the chains of the earth, thou who openest to the blessed the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, what brings us to church today, bright and early on a Monday morning, 9 o'clock on the first day of August? It is another feast day of St. Peter. We kept his feast day at the end of June. It's a feast day of St. Peter and the power of prayer, which is used by God's providence. The providence of God is the care that he exercises over all things in creation. Things. St. Peter has this distinction about him. Not only is he the prince of the apostles, not only is he the one who, if you do this, don't feel bad, was always talking before he thought. And not only was he the one who was always getting himself into trouble, but he was the one who loved our Lord so much and believed in him so firmly that he was made to be the first pope. He also has this about him. He's a bit like a magnet, St. Peter is. He collects things, and these things are used by God's care, his providence, and some of them are so important in the story of St. Peter and our lives too, our story, that why we keep a feast day in honor of these things. Do you remember in the wintertime, we keep two feast days of St. Peter's chair. His chair. Why would we honor his chair? Well, that has something to do with the throne, which symbolizes his authority, and the authority of the popes after him. And we know that for a long time now, and it's a very sad thing, it's nothing to celebrate, but it's something to pray about, the chair of St. Peter or his throne is empty. That's why we Catholics are called the sede vacantis, because we hold there really hasn't been any pope for a long, long time. That's the chair of St. Peter, his authority that no one is exercising on earth right now. What do we celebrate today? Well, it's a little bit connected with that. Well, you see, when the faith came to Cincinnati, Ohio, to this city, the first church that they built was named in honor of St. Peter. And I think from the beginning they must have called it St. Peter's Chains. Maybe they got that idea because when they built the first church, it was in downtown Cincinnati, but there was a law that the Protestants had that you weren't allowed to have a Catholic church inside the city limits, because back then the Catholic Church was hated, and it had been just a short time before that on the East Coast and the colonies it was persecuted by the Protestants. So I think maybe what they had to do is put chains around the first little wooden church they built. You can still see it. It would be a good little outing sometime. It's on Queen City Avenue in Cincinnati, in the city itself. I think they had to put chains around it, put it kind of like on a ox cart or something, and move the wooden structure, the little chapel, much smaller than this church, outside the city limits so it could be legal. A few years later, that bad law was changed, and Catholics were allowed to be and to have their churches. And when the time came to build a church, why, the cathedral was named St. Peter's Chains. Cathedral comes from the word for Saint, for the chair, the sign of the authority of the bishop. And so today, really, we're celebrating the feast day of our church. Just as we have St. Gertrude's Church and her feast day in November, this year will be a big feast day because it's the ordination of a priest, so too we celebrate as Catholics belonging to what's called the Cathedral Church, because the bishop there is meant to rule over all of the Catholics in the city, called the Archdiocese. Except, of course, just as there's no pope, there's not really any bishop. And so I just have certain jobs that really a bishop must do, like confirming and ordaining or making holy oils, but there isn't any bishop to rule over this part of the church because of the terrible crisis in the church. Well, what's the crisis? Well, there's another thing, and that's today's feast day, that tells us about the crisis in the church, and that's the chains. What do you use chains for? sometimes if we can't get the door to lock, we chain it. And if you ride your bicycle someplace and you don't want someone to steal it, you might chain it to a fence or a bar so no one can walk off with it. In the old days, centuries ago, when monks used to copy out the books and the Bibles, they used to be chained to the wall so people couldn't steal them. And sometimes chains, of course, are used just to show something. For example, if you wear a medal or a cross on a chain, as the bishop does, why, the chain holds the cross in place and shows it. Or your rosary beads, sometimes as little chains that hold the beads together, so you have your rosary beads in one place to count them. It makes it a lot more convenient. But usually chains are used to bind something. Prisoners, for example. Still today, sometimes when an especially ferocious prisoner or someone whom they want to humiliate or embarrass comes into court, you will see him wearing chains around his wrists and shackles, they're called, chains around his ankles, and he has to walk in little sort of baby footsteps. Well, that's the story of St. Peter. He was held in chains. A week ago, summer camp, on last Monday, it was the feast day of St. James. He was martyred. He was the first of the apostles to go. He was martyred by Herod because King Herod, the same one who was involved with our Lord's death under Pontius Pilate and the Jews, King Herod thought that he would get the Jews to like him. He was a rather unpopular king because he wasn't really a Jew by blood and he didn't really keep the Jewish law. So he thought, well, if I put those apostles to death, everybody will like me, I'll be popular. That's what the polls said anyways. So he thought it was worth a try. So he put St. James to death and the people roared their approval. So then the next thing to do was to arrest St. James, it was St. Peter, the head of the apostles. Only it was Passover and you weren't allowed to have any trials then. So they had to wait till after Passover. So there St. Peter was, shackled with chains at his arms, his ankles, and his wrists. Well, what was happening? God's providence was using this imprisonment and the chains to do something great. It's a bit like yesterday. You might say St. Ignatius' feast day is the feast day of the cannonball that I spoke about yesterday. God uses things for his glory. So, there St. Peter was. He was in prison, and everybody was praying very hard for him, night and day. That's what the epistle today from the Acts of the Apostles teaches us. And God worked a great miracle. He sent an angel to open up the prison door and to undo the chains at St. Peter. And Peter wasn't sleeping, dozing off between two soldiers on either side of him. And the angel just struck off all the chains and he nudged St. Peter and said, wake up, we've got to go. St. Peter looks and he can't believe it. The cell is full of light, and there's an angel, and the guards are sleeping soundly, and he follows the angel, and he takes him through one door, and then through the main door of the prison, and he's set free. And everybody's so surprised, but why should you be when God works a miracle? Because after all, our prayers are powerful. God's providence uses these things. So the way we should think about things, children, is this. There are terrible chains around St. Peter's chair or his authority. There's no true pope or bishop anymore. And the people that think that they're really Catholic aren't, and everything's a terrible mess. And the devil seems to be running the whole show. Never mind. If we pray and keep our faith and pray very hard and persevere, one day those chains that seem to hold the whole Catholic Church captive to heresy, well, they'll be struck off just as were the chains of St. Peter. So that's how we get from a kind of a sad thing. I mean, there not being any pope or anything for a long, long time and the chair being vacant, to a very happy thought, the power of prayer and of perseverance, which is used by God's providence, that will work one day for us in God's good plan, in his own time, of course, and it could also work for you. Do you have some chains? Well, of course, it's a good thing if you wear a miraculous medal. on or a cross on a chain around your neck, but I mean those other kinds of chains, the chains that hold you fast. If you have a bad habit or a sin, say, for example, if, like St. Peter, you tend to speak before you think, and sometimes you say things that are hurtful or disrespectful or offensive, or maybe you're in a bad habit of telling lies. Whatever the chains are, that's the habit of sin that's easy for us to get into. The devil uses that to keep us his prisoner. Like St. Peter, you could be freed. How? Pray. Ask others to pray for you too. And one day, God will send his angel. Maybe your guardian angel could do the job, and the chains will be just knocked off, and you'll be set free, and you'll be allowed to serve our Lord, just as St. Peter did, and do something great for him. Thank you for coming to keep this feast day with us. And think about that, won't you? God's always using things for his glory, as long as we handle everything with prayer. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.